Blog Talk Radio. Alright, you bring it so. Amen. Well, I hope you like that Christian music. Amen. Amen. Alrighty. We got the free American in the house tonight. Amen. And we also got Brother Ardash. Amen. God bless. We got Mike Hunt and Ashley A. and Tony Farrar and Gavin Moorhead also in the chat room tonight. Amen. Alrighty. Well, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. Lord our God, our Father in heaven, we turn to you in these times when we are under so much stress and temptation. Let your light glow in our hearts to give us firmness, patience, and perseverance throughout the time of testing, no matter how long it lasts. Your hand can change everything. Your hand can shorten the time we must wait until your light shines out of darkness of death and evil, until your light reveals your life to our children and to the whole world. You are our God and Father. As you promise in remaining at your side, we look to you in faith and trust. You will bring about goodness, justice, and mercy as you have promised, and so fulfill your will. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to get into tonight's lesson. And it's John chapter 3. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3:3, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus responded with the following question in John chapter 3, verse 4. How can a man be born when he is old? He can't enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? And Jesus answered in John chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So do not be amazed that I said to you that you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. So our study today is divided in the following three parts: being born of water, being born of the Spirit, and being born again. So being born of water in the baptism, when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus about being born of water, he was talking about baptism. Baptism is necessary for salvation and is one of the five matters of salvation that is mentioned in the Bible. Okay, and let's look at Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe in Jesus. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. In Romans 10:10, confess our belief in him. For with the heart of a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And repent and turn away from our sins. Luke chapter 13, verse 3, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Be baptized. Baptism now saves you. Now the removal of dirt from the flesh, but the appeal to God for good conscience throughout the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That was 1 Peter, verse 3, verse 21. And whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. That's Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Obey the God's commandments. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. So let's look at being born of the Spirit. When we are baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit. That is what we read in the following scripture, in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is referring to the Spirit of God. So when we obey the gospel and baptism, we become children of God. So Jesus tells us in John chapter 3, verse 5, that we cannot enter the kingdom of God unless we are born of the Spirit. So we need the help of the Holy Spirit to get to heaven. So life is going to be difficult. There will be periods of adversity along the way. And that is okay, because God uses adversity as a teacher. He allows it for three reasons. One, to teach us. Two, to discipline us. And three, to reveal his supreme power. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, we would get lost and it would be impossible to enter the kingdom of God. So let's look at the third one, being born again. Jesus uses the phrase born again to describe the type of change that can only take place because of Jesus. Just as a baby must leave the safety and comfort of the mother's womb to develop, a Christian must leave behind the previous life to follow Jesus. To do this, we need to change the way we think. We need to change the way we act. Consider the following two scriptures, Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. And in Romans 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So to conclude tonight, to enter the kingdom of God, we must be born of water and of spirit. We cannot get to heaven without being baptized and receiving the Holy Spirit. Being born again is necessary for salvation. Just as a baby leaves the familiar of the womb in order to mature and grow, Christians need to leave behind the previous life and walk in the newness of the life they want to enter the kingdom of God. That's Romans chapter 6, verse 4. So when we do, our lives will take on a new meaning. Where we once lived to serve only ourselves, our ambitions will not live to glorify God and serve others. So when we commit ourselves to the Lord, we will be blessed in ways that are impossible to describe. We will end today's lesson with this following scripture, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. Yours, Lord, is greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in heavens and on earth, yours is the dominion, Lord. You will exalt yourself as ever, as head over all. Amen. I hope tonight's lesson goes out to you and you take heed with this. Amen. Alrighty. And we're going to do an altar call. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and your Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. Simply ask Jesus to come into your life, and you can do this by saying this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me this precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we want you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And you press the one key, and you can come on the air and tell us to the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, I wish you could come on tonight, Free American, and talk with us. It would be a blessing if you could. I'm going to bring on Pastor Wanda here, okay? Pastor Wanda, how you doing this blessed night?
I'm blessed in ultimate favor, rejoicing in the Lord. Nehemiah 8 is the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
How
so,
you doing today?
What did you think of tonight's lesson?
It's just the rhema word of God. That is the word. Line upon line, precept upon precept. That's the truth.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, the free American here that's in the chat room, evidently he needs a healing. Can we send him a healing?
Amen. All right, what's our brother's name?
We wish you to be healed in the name of Jesus. Okay, whatever it may be, it be a problem. Okay, may the Lord take it away. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Pastor Wanda.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be with us this Friday and Saturday to do Women of God, Daughters of a King?
Yes, sir. I already got the message. Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
that's great.
I'll be ready.
Hey.
I'll
looking
be ready.
Looking forward to it. Amen.
Amen.
We're looking forward to it.
How was your week?
So far it's been good. It's been really good. How's yours been?
It's been awesome. God then removed a lot of distractions as I just spoke on certain things and been out today ministering and being and telling the goodness of the kingdom of God and of Jesus. Got some open invitations to come and speak and serve with another organization as well. I was out just out taking care of business. Went and got a free phone and just went and did things today. And God just opened doors, opened many doors. So they're still doing kingdom business. That's it.
Yes.
How was your week?
Oh, it was good. It was good. It was good. I gotta say, it was very fruitful. So
amen.
Far.
Amen.
For in the future. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
What you doing tomorrow? Whatever the Lord's will. What are you doing tomorrow night? Is there a show tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night I'm going to talk on chapter 4. Of the book of John.
Amen. Amen. I'll be on tomorrow as well, praying while you're speaking.
Sounds
amen.
Good. Sounds good.
Amen. You didn't have any callers tonight, brother?
Not really. We had a couple callers, but they hung up. Yeah,
all
I guess
right.
They didn't want to wait till the sermon was done. And actually, the Bible study was done. And,
they missed the awesome message. Awesome. Yes.
Oh, we got a caller now. Let's check in and see who we have.
Amen.
Amen. 111, you're on the air.
How y'all doing? I wonder.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to talk dirty to me. I want you to talk dirty to me.
Listen, you don't have time.
Right.
Listen,
Wanda.
The Lord
oh,
hears
Wanda.
You. The Lord hears you and sees
Wanda.
You. And you'll bring
Wanda.
Things upon yourself
Wanda.
As you own
ooh,
this thing.
Wanda.
So you're working
keep
for Satan. He bind you up
yeah.
in the name of Jesus
yeah.
and call
yeah.
for the fire of
yeah.
God.
Yeah. yeah.
So you can go
yeah.
and cut that his own call off.
My mother.
Amen. Goodbye, whoever
amen.
That was. Okay.
Yes.
We don't need that kind of craziness on tonight's show.
We're not doing that. That's
okay.
another form of distraction. Do
yes.
anybody need prayer tonight? You can call in. Pastors on the line with Rainbow Ministry. If you want prayer.
Yeah, if you need prayer, yeah, call in. We'll
or if
give you
want
prayer.
To know who
yeah.
Jesus Christ is and accept him as your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to call in and tell the goodness. Or if you want to give a testimony of what God has done for you this week. I mean, last
amen.
Week, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, amen, amen. Well, we got another caller here, Pastor Hunter. Let's take this. Hopefully it's a good one. 111, you're on air.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Oh, listen. All right, Pastor, we ain't taking no more calls. Put on a worship song. Fred Hammond.
Hey, hey,
no
man,
weapons.
Amen. Let's put music here. I'm going to play a song called Fighting Myself by Alive City. And play a couple more on top of that. We'll play Not So Sure by Sky Peterson and Rooftops by Curtis Hoppe.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I chased every dream that the world spoke to me. I fought to the top till I had everything. Obsessed till success was a sixth sense to me. And played all my giants with your skin and bone. Something from nothing and that's what you said. King of the world, but my heart doesn't know. Would I have been proud of me? Cause it's getting harder to tell. I'm fighting myself.
I've got everything, if I tried hard enough. So I built up the most terrible skeleton. Now kill me for pain, you know I'm not enough.
Living Now Rooftops by Curtis Hoppe.
Your thoughts are not my thoughts, so maybe I should start thinking as much as I don't. No more going away or not, just want you pulling me up, straight to the rooftops. Maybe I don't understand just what you're doing, maybe I just need a sign. Gotta slow down, cause I've been going, I've been zooming. Tell me you won't leave me behind. I'm overthinking, catch me, I'm sinking. How do I stop this weight from pulling me down? What am I seeing? Don't know the meaning. Maybe it's not my job to figure it out. Your thoughts are not my thoughts, so maybe I should start thinking as much as I don't. No more going away or not, just want you pulling me up, straight to the rooftops.
Upset that I had to call on a 111 because he refused to take my actual number. As your manager, I just have to say that's incredibly unprofessional.
If your number appeared, I would take it.
Well, you haven't. You've hidden from me consistently, and that's very unfortunate.
No, I haven't.
And unprofessional.
I know
that you're not paying me to be your manager. That's BBF that's giving me the money. However, it's still right and proper for you to treat your management and staff of God's Rainbow Ministries with the godly respect we deserve, you know?
Okay.
Okay, I'm just trying to make your show better, Ken. You know, I'm out here every day fixing your issues, you know, getting you ad money. We've got a phenomenal ad from Mike Hunt that, you know, I'm supposed to be getting to you today, but I doubt you were going to read it because Wanda was on and she just cost us money left and right. Nobody really wants her. And I would appreciate it if you stopped talking about my family.
I already said I wasn't going to do that anymore, Pastor Bill. I said the past is the past, okay? Let's be friends, and you turn me down.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. As your manager, I can't be your friend. I have to maintain a professional conduct with you, which I've done this entire time. And all you've done is talk about putting penises on faces and things like that. It's just unbecoming of a pastor and very unfortunate. So as your manager, as your manager, I highly suggest to keep it godly, keep on topic. We'll get ad revenue coming in very shortly here from a lot of different people. I know the money matters a lot to you, so you can give Bibles to, you know, the city that you live in. I'm not going to name it on the show because, unfortunately, you have a tendency to delete shows that we can monetize later on. I mean, this is evergreen content, and you're just deleting it left and right. I'm going to have a serious conversation with the board of directors about this.
Yeah.
I don't think BBF will like that much.
Oh, well. You'll get over it.
It's costing you money. I mean, we offered you, if you were to step down as the host of God's Rainbow Ministries, if we frankly think that you're bungling the job as host of this show, if you were to step down, we did have that coffee boy position open in our corporate headquarters in Valencia, California, and you outright rejected it. We were going to give you good pay. You would have enough to, you know, have microwave tacos every night. And I've been told you make the best coffee in the world, so there's opportunity for raises. You could just bring it up to BBF's office, my office. We can have a good time. You could just sit up at the counter in your barista's outfit, and, you know, you'd be a part of this. You'd be a big part of this still.
Okay. Well,
so
no, I don't.
What do you say?
I don't choose to make coffee anymore.
Well, we would all really appreciate it. Your coffee skills have been talked up by Kent Hopper and countless other people. They say you make a really good cup of Joe, and I just think it would be a really beneficial thing for the company culture if you were to become the coffee boy. We could get a new host for GRM who's not Wanda and who's, you know, very talented on the mic, can really expose the ideas of God and really bring a godly presence to this show. Heck, we can even probably get on some FM stations. We could get this thing syndicated, Ken, if you were to step down as host.
Well,
you have
I
a little bit of royalties here and there.
I don't plan to step down, no. I like my position.
Then this is just going to have to go to the board of directors. I mean, we've offered you – you should have seen the writing on the wall when we were offering you the coffee boy position. You should have. But unfortunately, the show is just going to continue to go downhill. You're going to play music through your speakers, and we're not going to have a proper studio set up here. It's just – I don't know.
Well, that's okay. I like doing the shows, and – people actually like it when I do the show. You know, if you don't realize, I'm according to Gavin Moorhead, I'm the king of Block Talk now.
I would say you're more like the prince, and Block Talk Radio is a pretty small pond. So you're like you're the Kenny Fishy Man, F-I-S-H-Y. Fishy Man of Blog Talk Radio. I would say that Susie DeBay, isn't that Ken's sister? Susie DeBay says Ken's the queen of Blog Talk Radio. I don't think that is Ken's not a woman, but I do think Ken is the little fish of Blog Talk Radio, if that makes any sense at all. Also, people are saying that they can hear you masturbating live on air. Ken, are you doing that?
No, I'm not doing that.
Please don't do that. That's ungodly for the show, and it's unbecoming of the host. Again, I know you've done it in the past. I know sometimes when the urge comes. But please don't do it on air. You know, take a little music break, go to the bathroom, and do something like that.
Okay.
All right, let's keep it godly for the rest of the show. I'm going to be sending you over those lines, those liners that you got to read for Mike. He's given us $10 for you to read those liners off, and you better read them or else it's a breach of contract. You know, we're a 501c3. We have to keep by our donors.
Oh, Okay.
All right, promise me you'll do that, Ken.
I promise.
Okay, thank you so much. And you have a great night. Again, this was the first productive conversation I ever had with you as your manager. And let's keep it going from here. Let's keep it on the up and up. No more weird sexual talk on God's
okay.
Rainbow Ministries.
All right.
Amen.
Okay.
Have a wonderful night.
All right. Well, send me over my Mike Hunt's ad so I can read it over the air.
Okay. Very, very, very awesome. Thank you, Ken. God bless.
Okay. God bless you, too. All righty. Okay, 111, you're on there.
Hello, Pastor Kent.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I got it on good authority that Pastor Kent Hopper is selling coffee with your name on it. It's called Purple-Headed Mule Pikers Coffee.
Oh, yeah?
It has your face on it.
Oh, wow.
It's supposed to be better than Starbucks Pikes. But this one's called Purple-Headed Mule Pikers Coffee with you in the front of the roasted bag holding a cup of coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know anything about it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I haven't heard about it.
You just got to call him up because he owes you money. Okay? All right. You can put me back on mute.
Okay. God bless you. Amen. 111, you're on here.
Shalom, Kenny.
Hey, DC2, what's up?
What's going on, brother? Listen, I was calling in. I wanted to talk to Veal, but I guess he's gone.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say... that any mention of Ken masturbating on the air is false. I was going to set Veal straight on that and all the listeners. Kenny's pecker don't work, so he don't be masturbating on the air. That's not true. That's false news. And I just wanted to say that, Kenny. I wanted to defend your honor, brother.
All right.
The earlier part of the show, did Wanda call in?
Yeah, she did, actually. She called in.
What was it, just like a call, or did she...
Yeah, it was just
like
a call.
Oh, what did she say? Is she still selling the underwear? Because I'm not interested,
no,
but I know a lot of people...
Underwear.
Oh, okay, all right. Do you have any other callers, Kenny?
Not that it's pressed the one key as of yet, so whenever they do, I'll bring them on.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. We got them now. 111, you're on here.
I was molesting little African boys. What is wrong with that? Okay, what is wrong?
Okay, goodbye with that. 111, you're on here.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, they hung up. They hung up.
They didn't hang up, Kenny. Kenny.
Hello?
Kenny.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's Johnny.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Johnny.
Sounds like somebody vacuuming or something.
Kenny, I was vacuuming. You caught me at a bad... What do you need? You caught me at a bad time. What do you need?
You called me.
Okay.
I didn't call you.
Okay, I was busy. Well, anyway, since you called, I did have something to say about Veal. I'd like to say it's great that you started to take the advice of your management, finally. Thanks for letting him on, first of all. Secondly, thanks for taking his advice. I think this Mike Hunt ad is going to be a good first step.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air.
You know what? Your penis has never been anywhere near me, you gross fuck.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
What do you want me to clean up down here?
What is all that racket, Kenny? What was that?
That was Johnny and Dustbuster.
No, there was some person saying something about fucking or something. That was ungodly. I heard a recording.
I don't know.
Was that you, Kenny?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh.
Okay, we got another call here. 411. You're on here. Okay, whatever. That's a recording again.
Horse cock.
Yeah.
That's not very godly. Anyway.
Well, let's take another caller and see who we got. 111. You're on here.
Hi, Dad. It's Kenny Jr. Thank you for teaching me how to jack off. I can't stop now. I'm just like you. Jacking off just like you, Dad. Thanks for teaching me. Will you show me again how it's done? I'll do the video chat, Dad. Show me again. Send me that nasty video, will you?
Yeah, right. You're not Kenny Jr. Goodbye.
That was gross.
Yeah, that wasn't Kenny Jr. That was somebody pretending to be.
Well, Kenny Jr., if I recall, is paralyzed from the waist down, so I don't think he's got – I mean, I'm not an expert on penile movement, but I don't think he's got use of anything below the belt, brother. So I don't think that's possible.
I don't think so either.
That's too bad, man. That's too bad.
Yeah, let's take another 111 caller. See who we have. Goodbye.
111,
you're on here. Goodbye.
You are now in the queue. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay, 111, you're on. All righty, well... Let's try another one. You're on air.
Hi there. So I've been reading my Bible recently, and I was reading Deuteronomy. It says here in Deuteronomy 22:5, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto thy Lord. So... it says here that Tony F. is an abomination?
No, he's not an abomination.
It says here, if you cross-dress, you're an abomination. Deuteronomy 22:5.
That is true, Kenny. That is in Deuteronomy. Kenny?
I'm very conflicted because I've trusted in you as a pastor for a long time. But if you're with this guy who's an abomination, I mean, that puts some struggle in my heart here, brother.
Caller, to be fair to Kenny, the fact that he is laying with another man is an abomination as well. So maybe it's like a math, and two negatives make it a positive. I don't know. But I know that, you know, that's being gay is an abomination, too. So, by, according to the Bible, Kenneth, what say you, brother?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
I mean, the Bible says so right here, right? How can you go against the Bible? Does it mean something
different?
He does
have a good point, Kenneth.
Yeah, I know what it says in the Bible.
So, Kenny, you're saying your Bible, you know what, is this the Higgins Bible that you, so wait a minute. The Higgins Bible, is that the one you go by, Kenny?
No, I don't go by the Higgins Bible.
Oh, well then how could you contradict, you're contradicting yourself, brother.
I mean, you follow the Bible, but there's contradiction. You're doing things that are ungodly. Well, not you, but your man friend.
Is Tony F. going to hell? I'm really worried.
No, Tony F. is not going to hell.
Amen.
Okay, let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air.
Well, let me just say you hung up on me, asshole.
Oh.
And I called back to defend your boyfriend. Now, the Bible does say he's an abomination, but he's not an abomination for being a gay man or a cross-dresser. He's just an abomination as a human being, his attitude, his personality. Amen?
Amen. Kenny, he's defending your man friend, brother.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Okay,
all
right, more
that's all I had to say.
Okay, we got a bunch of 111. Let's take them and see what we have. 111, you're on here.
Hi, this is James from Delaware. I had two questions about Jesus. Number one, how old was Jesus when he died?
33.
He was 33. My other question was about Jesus being born. Of course, notably his mother was the Virgin Mary. And my question was, if when Jesus was born, I'm confused, and my son asked me earlier, is the Virgin Mary, how did the Virgin Mary get pregnant being a virgin? Because, like, if her pussy's tight and nobody, like, came in there, I don't understand, like, if the Virgin Mary got fucked in the hairy cunt hole and got pregnant with Jesus, or if, like, God, like, fingered her and inserted her with, like, a semen out of a jar, like, a thing, or did he, like, have sex with her, like, anal, and some leaked in her pussy? Like, is the Virgin Mary still a virgin, like, when she got older with, like, a tight pussy? Or did she, like, get fucked and then, like, you know, the cum went in there and she got pregnant? And, you know, was she, like, a slut that, like, they say she's a virgin? Can you, like, explain that to me?
Okay. The Virgin Mary got pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Okay, the Holy Spirit of God. Okay, came down and fell upon her. Okay, and then, you know, Jesus had brothers and sisters. So, okay, of course, she wasn't a virgin anymore. That she had sexual intercourse with her husband Joseph. Okay, to have more children.
Oh, okay. So the Holy Spirit put his penis in her, and then he shot a lot of cum and made her pregnant.
No,
the Holy Spirit
no. 111, you're on air. Hello?
You are now in the host queue.
Okay,
get rid of this guy.
You are now in the host queue. You are now off the host queue.
All right. Okay. All right. 111, you're on here.
Come.
Okay. 111.
Goodbye.
You're on here.
Cheers.
Okay. All righty. Well,
hey, did Pastor Veal ever send you those lines?
I can't find them anymore. I think. Oh wait, here they are. Yeah, this is Mike Hunt's Pro Pest Control LLC. See, my name is Ken Fishman, and I'm the pastor of Dinesville Rainbow Ministries, and I know all too well that it's like to have a raccoon, or an animal, or a stinking, dirty crevice you can't reach by usual means. That's why I trust Mike Hunt's Pest Control LLC what my pest control needs. Mike can be can reach into dirty behinds and pull up bulbs to remove any pests from anywhere I can. Okay? So go to MikeHuntPestControl.com today and use the code word for a special discount. That's MikeHuntPestControl.com. Amen. That was fun. That was fun. That was fun. One, 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 you're on here.
Hello. I would like to get more information about the pest control company. What was his name?
And it was Mike Hunt, Pest Control Company, LLC.
Did you say Mike Hunt?
Mike Hunt.
Okay.
What is that noise?
All right. That's real. Okay, that was just too funny of an ad. Okay, come on. And no one can read that ad in a straight face. That is just too funny. I'm sorry. Okay, you got to come up with something better. Okay, more professional. Okay, that wasn't a serious ad. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry, it was not a serious ad. You got to come up with something better than that. 111, you're on here.
Ken, you got to read it more seriously than that.
I'm sorry, but it was just too funny of an ad. I'm sorry.
Well,
you can't say that ad straight with a straight face. I'm sorry.
Well, if you practice it more, you could. You got to practice. You can't just do a cold read.
Yeah, well, that was not a serious ad. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe Veal can fix it in post. Let's do a take two, and we'll cut it out. We'll cut out the first take and just go with take two in the final version. So let's do take two. Count it down. 3, 2, 1.
No, I can't do it. Can't do it. Yeah, can't do it. Just too funny of an ad. Can't do it. I can't say it was straight face. Sorry.
Well, then get
Kenny, I'll read it for you if you want. Kenny, want me to do the read, brother?
Oh, okay, you read it for me, Donnie.
Hold on, let me see. See if I can get Veal to send it over real quick. Okay. You ready, Kenny? Let me get my glasses, man. Let me make sure I read this correctly. Don't want to mess it up for the read. Okay. This is DC2, friend of Pastor Ken Fishman, for God's Rainbow Ministries. I know all too well what it's like to have a raccoon or animal in a stinking dirty crevice you can't reach by usual means. That's why I trust Mike Hunt's Pest Control, LLC, for all my pest control needs. Mike can reach into my dirty behinds below and above to remove any pests from anywhere I can't. Go to www.mikehuntpestcontrol.com today and use code word dirty hole for the special discount. That's mikehuntpestcontrol.com.
Very good.
That wasn't hard.
Very good.
That was not,
money.
That was not hard, Kenny.
Money. Perfect.
I don't know why you think that's so hard to read, Kenny.
It's just too funny. We got a call from 269. Let me bring him on and see what we have.
Yeah, this is a real pastor, Veal. I didn't approve that script. If you're going to do other ads on the side, paying for it out of your own pocket, consider yourself fired.
Oh.
Well, you're the one that posted that ad, Pastor Bill.
Are we sure
that's
Pastor Bill? He sounds imposed.
Maybe.
Sounded like he was in a submarine or something.
Oh.
So the Pastor Bill in the chat room is admitting that he is a fake Pastor Bill. All righty.
No, that's the real Pastor Veal in the chat room, Kenny. He's saying the person that called was the... Yeah, and he's saying the one that called is the fake, is what he's saying.
I don't get it. He's saying he's fake? He says this is the fake. What does that mean?
It means the guy that called is the fake. The real's in the chat room, brother. Kenny, I think we need an investigation, man. Can you get a private detective together to figure this out?
Nah, ain't worth it.
Yeah, that see, Veal's in the chat room. He said that caller was fake Veal. I thought so because Veal personally sent me over the reading to read live on the air. He wouldn't have done that if it wasn't for real. So that was an imposter, Veal, that called in. Amen.
Oh, okay.
What is that smacking noise, man? Are you like, waxing Tony's ass or something?
No. Somebody's I don't know what it is. I guess it was on from the beginning of the show. It's not on at my end, so I don't know what it is.
Well, if you're doing the smacking,
like somebody's getting pounded.
Jesus Christ. What the?
It's been on since the beginning of the show.
It's somebody on there. It's somebody that's online that you got on air right now. Who it is.
Okay.
What an idiot.
All right.
Kenny, before you blame anyone, it is not me. It is not DC2.
I know it's not you. Okay. We'll take another caller here and see what it is. 111, you're on here.
When is the confessional part of the show? Because I need to confess. I need you to atone my sins and transgressions.
Oh, you can do that now, brother. Right, Kenny?
Yeah.
Amen. The floor is yours, sir.
I put my penis in someone's mouth. Are you masturbating? What?
No.
Why does it sound like you're beating off?
There's nobody else making any sounds.
I hear.
Flex. Right, keep going and look. Mute everybody real quick.
Okay, I mute everybody.
Hold on.
It's been going since the beginning of the show.
I don't know. It's terribly irritating.
Okay, it's nobody's on the show doing it. It's still smacking. Okay, it's in the program. It's in the Blog Talk programming. Okay, it's not none of the guests. Okay, so I'll bring them back on. Okay, yeah, it's in the program.
This is very strange.
Are you? Masturbating during my confessional?
No. We're trying to figure out where the noise is coming from. Okay? Don't know where it's coming from.
It just stopped.
You stop masturbating. It stopped. There's no noise
it's back
anymore.
Now.
No, I wasn't masturbating.
Was the Tony guy masturbating for you, or
no.
manipulating your penis?
No. Let's take another caller here. 111.
What about my confession?
Okay. I'm going to say, give a special shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Okay, I know they're listening. I want to say God bless y'all. Thank you for being supporters of this great godly program of God Raising Little Ministries. Okay. I'm going to say goodnight to everybody now, and I'll be back on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio, and we will continue on our lessons of John. Amen. God, good night.